Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
There is a new study we stumbled upon that put together a list of the rock bands that have inspired the most tattoos. And this is all based on the number of Google searches done about these bands.
Okay.
And the tattoos that they inspire.
That makes sense because you gotta go on Google probably to find like the logo or find whatever it is that you want to be that tattoo.
Exactly. So this is the top five coming in at number one.
Definitely wouldn't be one that I get a tattoo of, but I understand why people would. What would you do for the Pink Floyd tattoo?
Well, my girlfriend has the rainbow prism tattoo as a tramp stamp.
Okay, that's...
It's awesome.
That's kind of amazing. Nothing says I'm a fun girl that's also a hippie more than getting a Pink Floyd tattoo as a tramp stamp.
It's so great. Coming in at number two.
Welcome to the jungle.
All right, so what are you thinking for this one?
I would kind of think about, like, the Appetite for Destruction logo.
Yes.
That's where I'd go.
Not the original artwork for the Appetite for Destruction record, because that's very gnarly.
Yes.
It's very intense. I don't know if anyone's ever seen it.
The one that we all know and love.
The skull and crossbone.
Yes.
Not crossbones, but the skull on the cross.
Yes, exactly.
You wouldn't get guns, Steve?
Two guns on each hip?
Yeah.
I got some roses right above the...
Exactly.
Honk, honk.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know.
You want to check out my Guns N' Roses tattoo, ladies? And next thing you know, authorities are being called.
Oh, well, Lord.
That logo, though, the skulls with the cross, that was the moment where I had to have a talk with my parents. Because
they were like, what is this?
I've had some strange like bands that I was into, like Slayer and Motley Crue and all those, but it was the Guns N' Roses album cover that really pissed my parents off because they were, you know, Catholic family. And then they saw this cross with these skulls and the long hair and just the imagery. And they're just like, we don't know if we like this band. And I'm like, I'm listening to way worse stuff than this. Like, this isn't even singing about going south to heaven.
This is a list of the rock bands that have inspired the most tattoos coming in at number three.
Rammstein. I'm trying to think of like what is their, is it the logo?
It's just flames.
Well, I think because they have the way that the logo's written, I would imagine. And I know a lot of people who are like obsessed with this band.
I would love to see this band live. Never have, but that would be very high on my list.
The problem is, and I have no issue with Rammstein. They're not like, but they're just not my cup of tea.
Right.
Like I like that song. But if I went to see them, because I agree, like I hear there's like a crap ton of fire. The visuals are amazing. But I only know that one song.
Yeah,
so I would be there.
I only know that one too.
Probably sitting through about 2 hours of music just waiting for them to do that one song. And probably by the time they do it, I'm exhausted.
On the list of rock bands that have inspired the most tattoos, this is number four.
I'm actually shocked that they're not closer to number one.
I'm actually just really surprised by this list in general.
Well, why?
Just, I feel like there's like so many other like iconic like logos out there that people would probably get tattooed on them. The Ramones, the Misfits.
But like, all fairness, Black Flag. Maybe those are the tattoos that people don't feel the need to get to go on Google and search to see what they want.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like Misfits, I think we all know like there's a certain iconic image for the Misfits or Black Flag, it's the four bars.
The four bars.
I know like three or four people that have that tattoo.
Rounding out the top five. I've seen the In Utero album cover tattoo. That's pretty dope.
Was it like the with the wings?
Yes.
My buddy has that. He has like a whole like tribute to Nirvana, and he even has on his finger, which I think maybe is the one that people do get a lot, is the smiley face.
Oh, yeah.
The Nirvana smiley face.
He has that. Iconic.
Yes.
Also on the list, Linkin Park.
Okay.
Oh.
Slipknot.
I'm actually not, I would think that Linkin Park would be higher.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that, I mean, their music hit people in a very deep way.
Same with Slipknot, too.
Yeah.
It was funny because we were at Live Night. I saw a bunch of Rockaholics with their Slipknot tattoo on their forearm, and I was like, oh, interesting.
And just the name.
The S.
What about Slayer, too?
Ooh.
I mean, when it comes to like just like the full-on just Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
The name.
Number eight on the list is 21 Pilots.
Okay. Similar to Linkin Park, I'm not surprised that that music has definitely help people with whatever they're going through.
Number nine, Iron Maiden.
Nice.
I feel like that's a big one.
What are you thinking, like Eddie?
Yeah.
The mascot?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. And then rounding out the top 10, Tool. And I remember one time seeing a guy with a full back piece, like a Tool back piece. It was crazy.
Someone just texted that. I feel like Tool should be on this list. They made it.
They made it. Number 10.
So do you get the one with the wrench and the
yeah.
You know, like, it looks like a man's tool.
Of course you do.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you get it right above that area?
Yeah.
Or as a tramp stamp?
Yes. Go right ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
Set the expectations high just to disappoint.
What about you, Rockaholics?
Well, it depends on how big you make the tattoo.
That's fair.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Do you have a tattoo that was inspired by a band?
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What was the lamest way you were dumped or the lamest way you dumped someone? 206-803-ROCK. Call in now and tell us what happened, because we recently saw this interview that Sylvester Stallone did where he admitted that he was a coward for how he broke up with Jennifer Flavin back in 1994.
For a small period, you broke up with her.
Wait a second. Is that Patrick Mahomes interviewing him? What's going on there?
For a small period, you broke up with her.
Yeah.
You FedExed her a letter? Who FedExed a breakup
coward
an hour and a half?
That's the most insincere breakup you can get. It's like, do you can't even say, you can't even, you put it down in words because you don't have the guts to do it face to face, because I think the department didn't want to. You see what I mean?
You didn't want to break up?
No, I didn't.
It's funny that now in 2024, that seems like an honorable way to do it, because so many people just ghost people. I think it would be nice just to get some kind of closure if it's text, voicemail, FedEx.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they have been married since 1997, so it did work out for them.
I thought they were still they were together, but then they hit some rocky times recently, but I think they're still good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't keep up on those things that well.
I mean, I just remember in middle school, it was all about the note breakup.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
You know, like, yeah, that was how everybody broke up with everybody. You didn't break up with anyone face-to-face.
I wasn't in any relationships in those days, so I don't know. Was it like, check this box if you're okay with me dumping you?
No, just, I'm dumping you.
Did you just slide it into their locker?
Like, sometimes, I guess. I remember all the cool ways you could fold the notes. Those were the days.
So we heard from you. You got, one time, the worst breakup you did was you got a guy sick with mono.
I got mono first, then I gave it to him, and then I recovered, but he had to leave school for like a semester, and I was like, okay, I guess this is goodbye.
So what about Danny and Sarah? I'm curious. Danny.
Hi.
Hi. What was the most, like, the one breakup where you're like, man, yeah, I kind of regret how I handled that.
I don't have any that I did necessarily. Okay. I think the one that was done to me was, it was probably,
every lady should regret dumping you.
It's fair, yeah. No, in high school, I remember one girl, we started dating on a Friday. And
here we go.
By Monday morning, I remember I was talking to my friend. I was like, oh, yeah, I just started dating this girl. And my friend just, like, gets this look on her face, and she's like, oh. And I was like, what's wrong? She's like, she cheated on you with like three guys this weekend. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, we were at this party and she made out with like three different guys. So I remember going up to the girl and being like, I heard we have to talk. And she's like, about what? And I was like,
about your lips and tongue.
About you making out with three guys. And she's like, oh yeah, sorry about that. And I was like, we're not dating anymore. And she's like, okay. She walked away.
She just pulled like a whoopsie daisy on you.
Yeah, it's like,
oopsies.
Oh, that wasn't allowed? Okay, sorry.
Wow, Danny has strict rules.
I know, right?
How dare you. Okay, Sarah, what about you?
I was dating this guy and I really wasn't feeling it anymore. And my other friend wasn't really feeling the guy that she was dating.
Uh-oh.
So we decided to kind of have a double date and both break up with them at the same time.
How old were you?
This was maybe probably high school.
I thought you were going to say 20-something.
No,
I was like, oh my
no.
goodness. I could picture you doing that.
Did you have to like rock, paper, scissors to see who was going to go first?
Well, no, it was like kind of a combined conversation.
Oh. So what, like we need to talk? The two of us have decided we don't want to date either of you?
Yes.
How did they handle that?
Not great. But they also were kind of buddies. So then we left and they could hang out and be sad together. We thought it was a good idea.
That is a wild idea.
On paper, it does seem like a pretty decent idea.
Right?
I wonder if they are still friends and if they still talk about the time that they were taken out to be dumped by
both
girls.
A collective dumping.
Wait, who paid for the dinner? Did you make them pay?
Absolutely.
When did you tell them? Before or after dinner?
Well, kind of during. So we got the food.
Can you pass me the salt? Oh, by the way, we're dumping both of you.
Yes. And now it's time for us to leave.
I'm very impressed. What was the lamest way you were dumped, Rockaholics, or the lamest way you dumped someone? 206-803-ROCK. Call in now and tell us what happened.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
What was the lamest way you were dumped, or the lamest way you dumped someone else? 206-803-ROCK. We had a little knock on the studio door.
Our production director, Jason, walks in. He's like, I have a story to share with you guys. And the way you set it up, I was like, let's just wait till this Foo Fighters song ends. So that we can hear what exactly you have to say.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy to give you the story of my pathetic life.
Well, you're in a room with four other pathetic
yeah.
people. So,
wow. Fifth or sixth grade, like this girl, Susan Jones, cute little blonde.
Susan Jones.
She lives in Chicago or wherever it is. She's not listening to this. Doesn't matter.
You never know.
Well, you never know. Anyway, asked her out and she said yes, but we have to be secret boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, so she wasn't proud of you?
Let's just say that I've never been popular. I've never been part of the in crowd, and I'm okay with that. Band geek, you know, student body president, nerd extraordinaire.
Chess club?
For a short time in chess club.
Production director.
You know, played the saxophone, so, you know.
That's the coolest thing you've done.
That's about the coolest thing I've done, other than work at KISW. So find out that we're secret boyfriend and girlfriend. Fast forward about a week later is the upcoming quarterly dance, Valentine's Day dance, whatever it is, or four dances a year. And I go to the dance because I'm going to see her at the dance and it's going to be great. And she was making out with John Steinbeck.
Steinbeck.
I think this is it. Anyway, so I found out very quickly that we weren't secret boyfriend and girlfriend, and let's just say that my teeny tiny fragile little nerd heart was crushed.
Oh. Did you say anything then? Did you go up to him and be like, John Steinbeck, what are you doing?
No.
Those
no.
are my
I
lips.
I just kind of, you know, like a snowman melting on a warm summer day. I just melted into the gutter and went away.
Did you ever talk to her after that, or?
Oh yeah, no, we were still cordial because we were still classmates, but just like, you know, I mean, I know where I stand.
Were you ever her secret boyfriend again?
Nope.
Is that why you started crying when I asked if we could be secret friends?
Is it triggering?
Danny, I had to stop myself from potentially swearing just now. So
Jason, it's okay. I'll be your public friend.
Thank you.
We can hold hands.
Thank you.
And high five in public.
I feel like I kind of belong because we're all radio geeks. And, yes. You know, and being geeky and nerdy is now... okay.
Well, yeah, so, we tell ourselves that. I don't know if it really is, but
well,
yeah.
I mean, you dress up in spandex and touch men, so
and that sometimes women too, consensually, of course.
Of course, yes. Of course.
206-803-ROCK. What was the lamest way you were dumped, or the lamest way you dumped someone? Dolan from Covington, tell us about how you got dumped.
Well, I was dating an identical twin, and unbeknownst to me, when they were very little, they had made a pregnancy pact that when one of them got pregnant, the other one would get pregnant at the same time, so they have kids the same age.
Oh, my gosh.
And
twins are different, man. I mean, some twins have a very unique way of thinking.
I was about to be deployed for 4 months. I was planning to propose when I got back, and... she found out late on a Friday, and she found someone to fill the role I was not in state for within a few hours.
What?
Did you know this person?
No, she went to a party, and I guess you'll do, and that was how our high school sweetheart relationship came to an end.
Wow.
She tried to date both of us and lied about it. All my friends knew, and I went home, and she's like, oh, he's just here to hang out with us. He's just a friend, and it got very, very messy and very, very complicated.
You might not have the answer for this, but do you know if she, like... ask the guy, like, hey, I need to get pregnant. Will you help me with this? Or, like, did he not know? And, like, all of a sudden, hey, surprise, you're having a kid.
From what I'm told, there wasn't a whole lot of conversation going in. So, Lord only knows.
Man, dude. Well, you dodged a bullet.
That's how I feel about it. 206-803-ROCK. Heather from Spokane, tell us about how you got dumped.
No, he did the dumping and I left him on a hiking trail. So, he wanted to take me hiking. And he wasn't very bright because I had the car.
Wait, so he took you hiking so that he could dump you on a mountain?
Well, yeah. So.
That's so weird.
That's like that Full House episode.
So he took me for the walk. And he wasn't very directionally smart. And so while we were meandering and he was doing the talking, I kind of knew where this was going and I was paying attention and he wasn't.
Did he not think that through and be like, you know, at some point after this happens, we still have to go back to the car and we still got to drive home? Like, that's the worst planning ever.
You know, after hearing that laugh, though, I think he might have made the right decision.
Maybe he got scared.
Yeah, probably.
206-803-ROCK. Andy in Tacoma, you got dumped on your 21st birthday?
I did. I got dumped on my 21st birthday right in the middle of having intimate relationships. I was like, not right here. She goes, oh, by the way, I'm seeing someone else. I think we're done.
While you guys are in the middle of having fun?
Yes.
Was she making eye contact?
No. Wasn't making much eye contact either. It was not fun.
How do I ask this? But were you able to still have some fun and then be like, okay, well, that was the last time? Or was it just like, okay, once she said that, you're like, okay, I got to go?
Yeah, no, that was the end. No finish, no done.
Yeah, no, Mr. Softy came to visit.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.